In the U.S., there continues to be a question of whether it's safe to hold prayer services during the pandemic. We wondered how people in Jerusalem are doing this, at sites sacred to Christians, Jews, and Muslims, and where virus cases are rising. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports.
The Al-Aqsa Mosque is where tradition says the Prophet Muhammad journeyed to heaven. It's one of the holiest sites in Islam. It was closed for months and reopened a few weeks ago.
Friday prayers have just ended, and I'm walking and seeing a big stream of people walking out. Almost everyone's wearing masks.
We decided to reopen the mosque, but taking precautions.
Mustafa Abu Sway is on the Mosque Advisory Council.
Like, for example, when I entered today, there were a couple of youngsters, one of them holding a bottle of sanitizer, and the other one was holding, you know, a bunch of free masks for those who forgot to bring a mask with them.
Worshippers are asked to do their ritual washing at home, not on the mosque grounds. The elderly and sick are asked to stay home. In the sermon, they're told to take the pandemic seriously. And stickers on the floor say, place your carpet here, to try to distance worshippers.
I've never used as many small carpets as nowadays, because after I use it at the mosque, I go home. Sometimes it just goes to the washing machine because you don't know what it has been contaminated with. So it's different.
Most other mosques are closed or restricted to small numbers, but the Al-Aqsa Mosque is hosting thousands, partly to maintain a Palestinian presence at a site also sacred to Jews. And Muslim officials say they can do it safely by spilling over into the vast outdoor complex.
It would be a pity if everything is shut down. I mean, you need a place, a source of hope, a source of light that would invigorate people and give them a break.
A short walk in the streets of Jerusalem's old city brings you to St. Saviour's Church. It hosts Jerusalem's main Catholic Mass, but now with a small choir and no congregation. Father Amjad Sabara offers a homily and raises a golden goblet and round wafer in front of a web camera. For months, he held a bunch of mini-masses, 19 participants each, so everyone in his community could attend a socially distanced mass once a month. Now congregants watch from home on Facebook Live.
I said it's better enough for the protection of the people and the families, you know, it's better to stay their homes. And in this way, we can pray together, you know.
Nearby, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the traditional site of Jesus' crucifixion, is closed except to clergy. Jewish prayers continue at the Western Wall, a remnant of the ancient biblical temple compound. But the outdoor prayer plaza is divided into prayer quadrants that keep worship groups small. The government has blamed synagogue gatherings for helping spread the virus, but it allows them to continue with restrictions. At this synagogue in the Old City, school teacher Yechezkel Kahan runs the morning prayers and strictly enforces new hygiene rules.
I say to them, don't open the fan because the corona go from his nose to my mouth. You see also here, I don't want them to use the books.
Why don't you want people taking these prayer books here?
Because if many touch it, the Quran is on the books.
He ushers in new groups of worshippers in 45-minute slots. He wears blue surgical gloves to cradle the Torah scroll and turns his back as he passes an elderly man who often forgets the new rules against kissing the scroll.
I don't want him to kiss.
But Orthodox Judaism doesn't allow Torah readings and certain prayers without a quorum of 10 men.
There is many things that you cannot say if you are alone.
Like their Christian and Muslim neighbors, they're making changes, but they want to maintain the prayer routines they followed their whole lives. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.